Hello everyone and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart. My name is Luna Gray and it is that time again, folks. It is twilight time because I said I was gonna, so I'm gonna, and then I'm gonna do the episode I said I was gonna do later. I just gotta figure out how I wanna word it so it doesn't sound like I'm nitpicking. Anyway, we are talking about Eclipse / the short second life of Brie Tanner. Why am I labeling these together? Because they kind of are. Whether you want them to be or not, let's just acknowledge Brie and Eclipse. And they all go hand in hand, and we're just here to have a good time, okay? Eclipse starts out, and Bella is like wondering what is going on because she smells a weird smell in the kitchen. And as it turns out, it's Charlie trying to cook. And well, if you've read the last two books, you know that Charlie doesn't cook at all. The only thing that he never cooks because he cooks fried eggs for himself for breakfast. What is up with the eggs? Dude, there's so many eggs. Anyway. So she finds out that Charlie wants her to see Jacob because Jacob's going through a really hard time and all this good stuff, which is okay, that's valid, but also Jacob told Bella that they can't be friends anymore because she's hanging out with the Bloodsuckers. Speaking of that, people love to sit here and call Stephanie a racist because she calls wolves the werewolves dogs, but she also calls vampires when she's talking about the werewolves or in the werewolves' perspective or whatever. She also calls the vampires, bloodsuckers, leeches, I can't remember the other ones, but those are the two main ones I can think of at the top of my head. So, can we not say that? Ignorant, perhaps, but racist? Nah. Also, it's fiction, so can we, like, calm down a little bit, maybe? That'd be nice. So Bella tries to call Jacob, and Jacob is being a fucker and is not wanting to talk to Bella. So eventually she ends up going down to La Push, and Alice freaks the fuck out because she can't see Bella's future when she's around the werewolves, which I get it. The reason, for those of you who are like, why can't she? The reason is because she has never been a werewolf. She has only been a human and vampire. She cannot see those futures that she has not been. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think so. So, Alice kidnaps, air quotes, because Bella's 18 and whatever, Bella, because Edward bribes her with a Porsche, which is, that's a little weird. I can't deny that that's a little weird. I don't know that I would kidnap somebody for a car, but I guess. And Bella ends up on Thursday night, I think, or Friday night, some night, whatever night it was, Thursday night, I think, yeah. She, Rosalie tells her story, which I will not tell because it is gruesome, and I'm good. And the point of the story is to tell her, look, this is not what you think it is. And if I could, I would be human. I would not be this. This is not, her words, this is not the life I would have chosen for myself. And I wish that there had been someone there to vote no for me. So, damn, I can't believe I memorized that. Holy hell. Anyway, so, that was, it was a good story, but it's kind of triggering a little bit for some people, I'm sure. So, I won't. But Carlisle found her and turned her, and she's sort of all the better for it in a way, because she found Emmett, and Emmett and her are happy, but she will never have the life that she wanted. And that was the point that she was trying to get Bella to understand. And Rosalie has no ill will towards Bella. She just wishes that Bella would stop and think, really think about wanting to be a vampire, because it is not all roses and unicorns and rainbows and whatever. It's bad when you're first born. So then Jacob and Bella go off, and Alice is mad because she thinks that she's gonna have to give up her Porsche, but Edward's like, it was a gift, so I guess. But anyway, and then they hang out all day, and it's great, and she's happy, and life's good. She has her best friend, and she has her vampire boyfriend, and her family, and life is moving right along. It's all good. And then, when she comes back, she goes back to Alice's house, and Alice is like, yeah, that was not a good idea. Wait, hold on. She goes back to Alice's house, I think. And, she ends up staying, and she falls asleep, and Edward comes back, and Edward's like kind of mad at her for leaving. And this is where I like Bella, because she's like, dude, Jake's my friend too, and I can see my friends if I want to. You have no control over that, and you can get over it or not, but he's my friend, and I'm gonna go see him whenever I fucking want to. Because she tried to at one point, and he like took the battery out of her truck, which is, that's not okay, dude. If your girl wants to see her best friend, who happens to be a man, boy, child, whatever he is, let her. Don't be taking batteries out of people's cars, okay? That's just weird. Don't do that. And that's when Alice and Bella get together and have a happy life together. No, I'm just playing. I know there are people who wish that. Sorry. Also, that's just weird to me. But, more power to you. I just don't really like that pairing. I think Alice and Jasper need each other, and Bella and Edward in a weird kind of way need each other too, and everybody just needs each other, okay? Can we? Thanks. Anyway, not yucking on anyone's yum, but it's just not my favorite pairing. I've tried to read some, I mean, the fan fictions themselves were good, like, don't get me wrong, and I like the creativity, and I like seeing other sexual orientations included, but those two just, I don't think they would work for a whole lot of reasons, which I guess is why it's fan fiction. But I do like reading them in a weird kind of way. I just don't think, like, logically they would work because they're so different from each other that, like, I know there's the opposite attract, but, and maybe that's true, but, I just don't see it working. But I still like to read them, and if anyone has any really good ones where, like, Bree's Alive 2 and Alice and Bella are together and it's a whole thing, then please send them my way, because I will happily read ones where Bree is alive. We'll get to that. So, after while, events are starting to get kind of scattered in my head, but Bella goes up to Jacob's house one day to see him, and as she's about to leave, because he starts, like, insulting the bloodsuckers, and as she's about to leave, he gets really mad about something, and then he kisses her without consent. Not okay. Don't be kissing people unless you have permission to kiss them. Also, it's just weird. You guys are friends. I mean, okay, a peck on the cheek is one thing, but, like, full on the lips kissing angrily, apparently, according to Bella, who is probably not a reliable narrator, but anyway, we're not going to talk about that. Yeah, don't kiss people without their consent. So she ends up breaking her hand because she punched Jacob the wrong way. And Edward's fuming. He's like, unless she asks you, which I'll give Stephanie credit for this one. Unless she asks you to kiss her, if you do it again without her express consent, then I will break your jaw for her. Which, go Edward. I will side with Edward on this one completely. Like, you don't go kissing people without consent, first of all. Second of all, like, the fuck makes you think that if you start kissing someone, they're gonna wanna be with you? Like, that's just scummy behavior. And then, as if it couldn't get any weirder, Charlie actually asks Jacob if he wants to press charges on Bella for punching him in the face. What? Charlie, your boy just kissed a girl, your daughter, without permission. And you're threatening to put her in jail because she punched him and defended herself? Like, what is going on here? This is weird. And this is when I didn't lose respect for Charlie exactly, but my respect for him went down, way down, because he did end up redeeming it in Breaking Dawn, which I have not read, but I have seen the movie several times, and it's good. So, I mean, I have read it, but it's been like 10 years. And from what I remember, he was all right. So then they realize at some point when Bella comes back that somebody weird has been in her room eventually they come to the realization, collecting things that have her scent on them. And when I say scent, I don't mean perfume. I mean, like, spoiler alert, everybody has a scent. Everybody on the planet smells like something. Bella apparently smells like lavender and freesia. Which, okay. I'm interested to know how that actually turns out, because I feel like that would be a really nice smell, but what do I know? And apparently, Lavender and Freesia makes the vampires go fucking batshit over Bella. Like, everybody wants a... This is gonna sound really bad. Everybody wants a bite of that apple. And she is the forbidden fruit. Everybody wants. Everybody wants it. Even the people who are like the most controlled vampires. They're like, I gotta have it. I need it. Except Carlisle. Carlisle's like, I can take it or leave it. But like, everybody else is just like fawning over her. Which, like I said, I've never smelled Lavender and Freesia together. So I can't say for sure if that's a scent that would make me go, ooh la la. Like, I don't know. If somebody has the original Twilight perfume, because I know that there were all kinds of Twilight perfumes and I missed out on the fun, will you please let me know what it smells like? If it's actually like what you thought it was going to be, and if it smells like a forbidden fruit, or if you have the forbidden fruit one, because apparently that was a thing. And also, can you let me know what's in it so I can like make my own version of it? Because I can't find it anywhere. I mean, I found it, but it's like super expensive and I'm not doing it. So, anyway, everybody wants a piece of Bella so they can drink her blood and do whatever it is that vampires do. So, they realize, well, they already know, they figured it out because news clips and Jasper is well-versed in new vampires. His story is also very controversial, so I will not talk about it. Let's move on. He tells Bella the story of how he became a vampire and why newborns are like crazy and not in control of anything, and they realize eventually that that's what's happening. They're after Bella because somebody has created an army of newborn vampires to try to get to Bella. Well, there's two somebodies that could be doing it. A group of somebodies and one somebody. The Volturi or Victoria. Which one do you think it is? Spoiler, it's Victoria. So, they all, the werewolves get involved because Bella's, like, looking for Alice at her graduation party because there's no better time to have a graduation party than when there's vampires loose in Seattle, which is not that far from Forks, apparently. Not very good with geography, so, eh. But They have a party in Seattle, they have a graduation party, and it's weird, and then Jacob is like, no, we need to protect Bella, because Bella's, like, the love of my life, and like, yeah, she doesn't want me, but she will, kind of. Okay, that's not exactly what he says, but that's the gist. So, the werewolves and the vampires all have a training session. And then Bella has the, oh my god, these dogs are going crazy. Bella has the permission to go to the, werewolf council and, yeah. And then the battle happens, and Riley, who is Victoria's right-hand man, gets killed, and Victoria gets killed finally after three books. We finally see her die, thank God. And it's a victory, and everybody's happy. But now let's talk about Bree. So I know I did a happy little thing there, but it's not a happy time, and I don't have anything that's sad, really, except for the end, which is going to be used for Breaking Dawn, because it is the end, and I'm sad. But Bree is a 15, 16 year old. Nobody knows exactly how old she is, as far as I know. But she was turned by Riley and Victoria. And she ends up really wanting Bella's blood, because everybody does. Everybody. And so she ends up like finding this guy named Diego, and they have a friendship that could be something more, but unfortunately Riley kills Diego, because Riley has figured out, or not Riley, Diego has figured out that you don't actually die in the sun, you shine in the sun. The sun reflects off of your skin and it sparkles. Who doesn't want to sparkle? I want to sparkle. Can I please sparkle? Please, 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 please. Bella, like, spots Bree by the, in the clearing. And Bella's like, what the fuck is going on? Bree's kind of like, what the fuck is going on? Why is this vampire's arms around this human? Like, I don't get it. What the fuck? Because Bree ends up surrendering to the Cullens. It's like, I don't want to fight. Like, this is stupid. Can't disagree with you. It is stupid. So Bella ends up not talking to the girl, Bree. Bree doesn't talk to Bella. But then the Volturi show up. And Jane is like asking Bree all these questions. And when Bree doesn't answer in a timely manner, she does her pain thing. And it's a whole entire thing. And then she says, why did you, like, give her asylum? And she, Carlisle's like, well, she surrendered to us, and we told her that if she didn't want to fight, then we weren't going to fight her and kill her and whatever. And Jane's like, that was not your decision. You shouldn't have given it to her, because you had no authority to do so. And meanwhile, Bree's like, oh my god. So she tells Edward in her head everything that she knew to be a lie about what vampires did, and like how the Volturi ended up knowing that Victoria created these vampires to kill Bella, and all the brainwashing going on. So he told her all that, or she told him all that in her head, because Edward can read minds, in case nobody remembered. So Jane's like, the Volturi don't give second chances. And then she's like, which, speaking of, Bella, you're still human, and we're going to tell Caius, because Caius will want to know. And Alice is like, the date's been set. In the movie, it's Bella that says it, but in the book, it's Alice. And Alice is like, the date's been set, and Edward is gonna do it. And, well, she doesn't say that, but we all know it's Edward. It's always been Edward. And, what's the words I'm looking for? She's like, well, maybe we'll come visit you in a couple months. Which doesn't happen, unfortunately. And then they kill Bree. Which is, I am not okay with that. I will never be okay with that. How, I mean, I guess it makes sense from a writing perspective. You gotta kind of keep the main character alive. Otherwise, the story just doesn't make sense. But how are you going to just, oh yeah, the Volturi don't give second chances, but hey, Bella, you're okay. You can stay human. Like, I don't get it. I am glad, though, that Bree did tell Edward everything, because it makes everybody see that, you know, it makes everybody see that the Volturi is not the good guys, which is, it's good, but it's also not, because like, it's just, it's an awful situation. So, in my headcanon, Bree is alive. I just don't know exactly. And the Volturi ends up dying somehow. I just have not figured out exactly how yet, but they do. And Belle is able to have Renesmee in peace, and everybody's happy. So, yeah. But unfortunately, that's not how it ended. Which is, I mean, it's how it ended. Everybody didn't end up happy, but the Volturi are still alive and kicking. Renesmee's happy. Bree is dead. Where's the justice? Where is the freaking justice for Bree? It still makes me so mad. Like, I get so infuriated by this. And I'm not even sure why I get so mad, but, like, it's probably not normal that I get so mad. Like, I know people get invested in books and stuff, but, like, my anger is on a whole other level when I read the fact that Bree dies. Like, it is so freaking maddening. Like, I cry. I get really upset. So, that is me reading Eclipse. Hand Bree Tanner. And like I said, if anybody has any good fan fiction about Bree being alive and well and living her best life, please send it to me. I did read one where Jacob imprints on Bree, which was, that was an interesting plot twist. And Caius is actually Bella's mate. Edward was not. Which is, that's an interesting plot twist too. And Edward ends up dying because reasons. So yeah, I like Bree. I'm giving Eclipse 4 out of 5 because it was good. No, I'm sorry. Shit. Him too.